Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1719. Visible translated text is as follows, waited for him. He came up and said, Barrett, you haven't said anything to anybody about that yet, have you? I told him no. He then said, well, don't tell anybody about it. But if you do, let me know before you tell so I can leave town. I probably said, all right, I do not recall positively. His was the last of the matter between Jimmy and me until just before, or about the time the Supreme Court rendered its decision in the Leo M. Frank case. Early in 1914, I think it was, in February, Jimmy Wren met me in the post office in Atlanta. He asked me if I wouldn't like to make $4 a day for about 6 days and my expenses to New Orleans in return. I asked him what to do. He replied he was working for a press agent from Chicago who was going to write a book on the Frank trial, that this man, the press agent, wanted to get a statement from every witness who testified at the trial. I told Jimmy I would go, and he said for me to meet him at the terminal station at 3:30 p.m. the following Saturday afternoon, which was the next day. He said he would have passes for us. According to my promise, I met him at the terminal station the next day at 3:30 o'clock in the afternoon, and he showed me two passes to New Orleans and return. I told him I would have to go home first before I could get off. He handed me a $1 bill saying, here's a dollar for car fare, hurry back. Instead of going home, I went to Solicitor General Dorsey's office to report this to him, but he was out of the city. I was told. I gave the information to Mr. E.A. Stevens, an assistant to Mr. Dorsey, who advised me not to go to New Orleans. He advised me to delay the trip and talk it over with Mr. Dorsey on his return. When I went back to Jimmy at the corner of Madison Avenue and Mitchell Street, we walked down to Whitehall and Mitchell. I told him I could not go. He said, well, if you are scared, Mr. Kelly will be in Atlanta Monday, and I will carry you around to the Kimball House to see him at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. Kelly was the name of the man he said was the press agent from Chicago.